I want to go to line one, and we're joined by Deputy Charles Ward of the 100% Redress Party. Charles, very good morning to you.
Good morning, Donald. Good morning to all the listeners.
Charles, you obviously are looking at the situation in Donegal first and foremost. You're a Donegal TD, but you're obviously keeping a watching brief on what's happening with regards to defective blocks across the country. And testing has been carried out now in 26 counties on this island. And you believe that we've always said that what was happening in Donegal was the tip of the iceberg, and there was a lot more to be uncovered and a lot more to be unveiled. We're starting to actually see that come to pass.
Yeah, definitely. We know 26 counties at the moment have tested positive for defective concrete. I myself have been to 29 and seen what I would consider to be defective concrete, but you can't consider it till I've actually said it to the people, till you get the test. So it's slowly but surely coming into every county in Ireland as we speak.
In terms of the scheme that's there now, one of the raison d'etre for your party's existence is your belief and the belief of your colleagues in 100% Redress that the current scheme is not fit for purpose. You've argued that, and you continue to articulate that on a regular basis in Dáil Éireann. Do you believe that what's coming down the line is going to make other existing TDs down the country actually look toward you and say, hang on a tick, perhaps this guy's right?
This has already happened as we speak. I'm constantly getting calls, and I'm meeting with TDs, government, opposition, down the country, that are dealing with their constituents that have defective concrete.
And in terms of the 100% Redress Party, you're now saying the party is looking to develop beyond Donegal and establish elsewhere, perhaps Mayo. We've a lot of talk about Mayo, obviously Limerick, in recent years, but you believe it's going to go far beyond that, and we could see a day where you have colleagues perhaps from other constituencies at the other end of the country.
Yeah, well, as I said, the unique point about the 100% Redress Party is we're a Donegal born and bred party. The people of Donegal have taken the defective concrete fight and put it on blast to the point now where we have a party that's elected to represent people with defective concrete in Donegal. But as I've been saying before, the people in other counties need to stand up, prepare themselves and get ready for the fight like we've done in Donegal. And we are open to negotiating and talking about running candidates in other counties. But what we need from them is the same fight and commitment that the people of Donegal have shown. And the main priority for us is Donegal, but if people are willing to stand up and fight their corner, we will support them in any way we can.
Interesting story on the front of the Derry News this morning with regards to the situation facing people from Derry, from Tyrone, from Fermanagh, who own holiday homes, perhaps in Inishowen, perhaps in the Downings area, Roscoil, in that whole Atlantic Drive, Fannet area, who have holiday homes, second homes, that are affected by defective blocks, but they obviously can't get onto the scheme at the moment because it's not their primary residence. That's been described on a number of occasions as effectively a ticking time bomb that's waiting to explode, and that timer is getting ever shorter and shorter, it would appear.
Well, Donald, it's not just that. That's an interesting point you make there, but just to something I was listening earlier on, people in the north, we met with Derry and Strabane District Council, and we pointed out to them that not only is it their holiday homes of people from Northern Ireland are affected, but it's also the fact is that the effect of concrete is in Derry and it's in Strabane, and you need to get yourselves ready for this, and you need to start putting down the blocks, as in, pardon the pun, but start building to get ready for what's coming down. They have a tsunami of building projects that are affected in Strabane and in Derry, and they're just not at the races when it comes to this defective block crisis. They don't realise that the effect. I said to them, basically, what in the chamber in Derry, you have the opportunity now to get yourselves ready, because what has visited us will be visiting you. Be ready.
It has also been raised on a number of occasions in the chamber at Stormont, but at the moment, it would appear on the face of it, the executive isn't treating this certainly with the level of seriousness and the level of priority that you believe it should be.
I believe Stormont has a responsibility. Stormont have a responsibility to to their constituents. Basically, if you're in Derry and you're in Strabane and you have a defective concrete home, this has been allowed to happen. Much like the situation we have in the Republic, you now have defective concrete in Derry and Strabane. It needs to be legislated for. They need to have a will to fix these people's homes, because what will happen if they don't? Their homes will deteriorate to the point where they're facing homelessness. And currently, right now, as we speak, in Northern Ireland, they have a crisis going on when it comes to homelessness. And you do not want to not be ready for what's coming down the line. That's why I urged everybody in the council chamber in Derry to waken up to this and be ready to fight for your constituents. Because if they've got defective homes, this is an all-Ireland problem, not just the Republic of Ireland. The six counties have it. It's the 32 counties that are affected, that will be affected with defective concrete. And we must be ready to fight and legislate and get a scheme in place for people in Northern Ireland.
It does beg a number of cross-border questions. Is the belief that homes in Derry and Strabane and elsewhere across Northern Ireland with defective concrete, is it the belief that those homes were supplied with blocks from quarries and companies on this side of the border, or are there companies on the other side of the border as well that have been supplying blocks and products which are defective?
Well, you see, this is the key issue. Are we dealing with quarries that were supplying materials that then went into the Northern Ireland market, or are we dealing with quarries in Northern Ireland that weren't checked for regulation and defective materials went on to us? We don't know until we start addressing the issue. Now, there's hundreds of people in Northern Ireland currently affected, in Strabane and Derry, that are currently affected, but it's also going beyond that. There's different counties in the six counties that are affected. They need to now start making inquiries and start the process of finding out what's going on. They're years behind currently where we are in Donegal, but my worry is that they sit back and don't have the will to imply a rigorous testing regime to make sure that this doesn't happen anywhere else. This is what we need. We need an all-Ireland regime of testing on quarries to make sure that this does not happen to the people again in Donegal. And you're dealing with defective materials here. And we've been dealing with this for 14 years. But it just seems that Donegal are the only ones that are ahead of the game when it comes to the defective concrete and getting that message out there.
You said earlier you've been speaking to politicians up and down the Republic. I mean, does that hold true? You've briefed, as you said, Derry City and Strabane District Council. Are you speaking to political representatives elsewhere in Northern Ireland? Are you speaking to MLAs? Are you speaking to parties and independents?
Yeah, we're speaking to everybody. We've got an open dialogue going on here where people are coming, but they don't have the knowledge of what's actually going on. And as an elected representative, 100% Redress Party on defective concrete, I will inform them and try and steer them in the right direction to see if they do not react now and bring it forward in their own constituencies, then we will do it for them. Because if that's the case, people within these constituencies that are suffering from defective concrete, they're feeling abandoned, well, the 100% Redress Party will definitely get behind them and support them in any way we can.
There are obviously different political perspectives and different political arrangements north of the border. I take it the discussions you're having with political representatives are on all sides of the community and all sides of the political divide.
Defective concrete does not discriminate against. That's the thing. It doesn't matter who you are, what you are, or what you believe in. Defective concrete does not discriminate. So we do not discriminate. We are here to help everybody that we can. It's very important that that message is conveyed and that message is put out there. We are here to help you.
And you believe that members of the unionist community will row in behind any cross-border, any all-island initiative to try and get, as you say, a unified testing regime and a unified response? Because, as you say, defective concrete doesn't discriminate. The response can't discriminate either.
Yeah, of course. And what we're about is fixing people's homes and getting people to live their life and enjoy their life. You cannot be living your life in a defective home and be happy, because what is currently happening is we have people that are trapped in homes that can't sell them, they can't move on with their life. Their life is at a standstill. So we are representing these people. We're trying to get a scheme in place here but also Northern Ireland now have to have the will and take responsibility and push forward on this. Because if they do not push forward, what starts off with 50 houses in Derry or 100 houses in Strabane will soon mushroom into something that is out of control. And with the way things are currently at the moment with the housing crisis, it's unacceptable to just sit back and allow this to happen. People need to get knowledge. They need to start writing and reading and talking about the defective concrete crisis in Northern Ireland.
Before we finish up, Charles, I want to talk to you briefly about the presidential election. Over